It's the Breeze. It's the Easy Morning Wake Up. Peter Mac and Hillary. I can't figure out whether it's really, really exciting, adventurous, or pretty foolish. This is the escapade in the rotten boat with the broomstick paddles and I think some Briscoe's sheets for a sail, wasn't it?
We sort of found this story yesterday. We heard about these guys, and now we discover he's from Cheviot originally. It's Alice Emmett who's with us this morning. You're the guys who started making the news yesterday. How are you, Alice?
Hey, guys. How you going?
Hey, wow. Good, Alice. Did you realise you were going to make sort of the nationwide?
Not a bloody clue, mate. I tell you what, I just can't get over the reception that we've actually had. I mean, for us, it was just another adventure sort of ticked off in the book, and so to speak. And I don't know, we've done a lot more grueling and adventurous trips than this, but this one's just seemed to catch the attention of the media, etc. So, I don't know what to say, really.
No, hold on, though, Alice. If you're in a funny old boat with broomsticks for oars and we need to send out the rescue people to you, then...
Well, that's the funny thing about the media is quite often they go off on a tangent and they don't actually get the facts truly correct, actually. But, yes, we were in a boat out there, but no, it wasn't rotten and we didn't have broomstick handles. However, we did have some homemade oars or homemade paddles that we had. They were very functional, but they probably didn't look the best, I admit, so... But no, definitely not broomsticks.
If this was America, buddy, you'd have your own TV show, buddy.
And that's why I don't live in America, precisely.
Now, Alice, did you? And I must say, the top picture in the paper today, you look a bit like Prince William. I hope you don't mind me saying
that. Oh, really?
Yeah.
No way. I haven't even seen the paper yet, actually.
Okay.
I'm dreading going out. As you know, or as you probably know, Cheviot's a very small town, so
yes.
I'm probably keeping my head down today.
They know who you are, mate. Did you plan this for, like, weeks prior, or was it a spur-of-the-moment thing?
You know, it's funny because how it's sort of come across and first glance at this, most people's reaction is, you know, kind of a couple of guys sort of doing this in a drunken stupor kind of thing and, you know, spur of the minute, let's sail across Cook Strait. But, I mean, we planned it quite considerably for a month or 6 weeks out. We custom designed a few things with regards to sailing across the strait, and we took a lot of safety gear and also studied charts as far as currents and weather patterns, etc., etc., for quite a while. Admittedly, it was a very small boat; it was only 3.5 meters, just under 12 feet in length, which was a challenge. I mean, if it wasn't a challenge, if it didn't scare us, then it wouldn't have been worth doing.
No. Look, you do this. A lot of people do things once a month, like get together for coffee, but you do dangerous things every month, buddy.
Talk to my wife about this.
What is this? What is it with you?
I don't know. I think I realised a long time ago that I was very passionate about adventure, and for me, I don't know. I believe we're all guilty of taking many things in life for granted. You know, food, water, shelter. You know, love, friendship. You know, and doing things like this where it just absolutely scares the gizzards out of you. It just reminds you of what's really important in life. And you know, I come home and the air smells cleaner and the water tastes better, and you don't worry about the mortgage and all the, you know, the silly things in life that we stress ourselves over.
Alice, with the greatest of respect, I've never thought of Cheviot as the adventure capital of the South. I haven't.
Oh, well, I guess it can be anywhere you want to look, really.
Do you go away and do it, or
I mean, obviously, I'm a bit of a country boy at heart, so I was born and bred in this area, and even though I've done a lot of travelling outside of New Zealand, I always come back here. This is my home, and I think when you travel through a few other countries in the world, you realise just how small and compact New Zealand is. And to be honest, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, it doesn't matter where in New Zealand you live, so long as you call it home, it's the worst it's going to be is about a 14-hour drive. So...
Have you done something more? You're going to tell us too that you've done something more dangerous than going across Cook Strait with the
pseudo. Well, I didn't really think. I mean, sure, it was pretty scary. It was a big challenge, and but it was only very short. I mean, it was over in about 24 hours. You know, this the crossing and the whole sailing trip. I mean, we actually cut it short in the end because our initial plan was to actually sail about 300 kilometres down the coast to our local beach, which is Gore Bay, and we started at. Waikanae above, opposite the north end of Kapiti Island. So, but basically, when we capsized and we got rescued by a kind dive charter operator, just outside the mouth of Tory Channel, adventure's fine when you're putting your own neck on the line, but when you actually start involving other people and other people's equipment, it's just not fun anymore. And so we abandoned the rest of the trip, to be honest.
Peter, can we come back to this man tomorrow?
Yeah.
Can we come back and find out, or when?
Yeah, well, we need, there's so much more we need to to know.
We met a woman this morning. We met a woman this morning just randomly in our Dear Hillary competition who'd bought a bus on the internet one night and took off for a year with
her, that's awesome.
With her 6-year-old, 8-year-old and her husband.
Yeah.
Around Europe.
Yeah, around
really?
Europe.
Yeah. Really, that's awesome. It's just that freedom of spirit, and that's what I try to keep alive and what I really respect in people. And I mean, no, it's not everyone's cup of tea, and that's fine. But if you've got that in you, you've got that urge to go out and seek new places and try and find little dark corners of New Zealand or the world to get yourself into, then I don't know, I just love it.
Amazing, Alice. Well, it's good that you're safe and sound, and thanks for sharing your story with us this morning on The Breeze.
No problem.
Unbelievable.
Okay, guys, you have a good morning.
I'll never think of sharing it the same way again. Really, really won't. 8:17, it's The Breeze.
Well, there's no need to analyze this kind of emotion.
It's The Breeze, Easy Morning Wake Up, Peter Mag with Hillary. Now, about this time yesterday, we had him on the phone. He was all over the paper and all over our radio station and all over the TV news last night. Alice Emmett, the intrepid Cook Strait adventurer in the 3-metre dinghy. So there was some unfinished business. We wanted to get you back in. You brought the team in. Alice, thanks for making the trek in.
Yeah.
No problem.
Did you sail or drive?
This morning we decided to drive.
Yeah, brought the car. Yeah. Look, you...
Peter was worried you might want to bungee jump out the 7th floor just while you're here.
I was thinking about it. Can we get out the roof?
Hillary wanted to show him our view, and I said, don't, you'll jump without warning. Look, what you should have done, you've missed an opportunity. You should have had a book published and ready to go on sale this week, because people would dream of the publicity that you've created around. Not that that was ever your intention.
Definitely not my intention at all. I'm still a little bemused about the whole media attention that it's receiving. But it's funny you mention a book, because I'm actually working on a book at the moment on outdoor adventure in New Zealand. And although this may not be in a chapter in this next book, it may be in a following one after this.
You've got one of those really cool names. It's destined for fame.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Alice Emmett. It's just got... Are you like a Crocodile Dundee? What is it?
No, not at all. Not at all. Most of my friends say I've got a face for radio, though. So
yeah.
That's a bit of a coincidence.
Well, what was your first adventure? What do you term an adventure? I know you told us yesterday you grab life and you live it every day.
I try to. I can't remember what my first adventure was. Probably crawling across the floor somewhere, but...
Did you do that famous one where you jump off the garage with a sun umbrella?
No, not that one, no.
Oh,
no.
It was big in Ashburton in the 60s, I tell you.
No.
Probably, if you want to hear about maybe a different adventure or two, probably one of my most exciting trips I've ever done was actually outside of New Zealand. I travelled through Southeast Asia a few years ago, and the spin-off effect from that has probably changed my life dramatically. This is, I ended up working for a Canadian television show off and on for a couple of years, hosting a travel show throughout the world, and a little bit like Lonely Planet. And then from that, I met my wife, or my now wife anyway, over in South America in Chile. And so, but that trip was probably one of the most amazing ones I've ever done, actually. Just an incredible journey. Only about 2 months long, but I travelled through Thailand and Cambodia, Vietnam and Laos.
But you're in Cheviot. I just can't quite connect you with Cheviot a lot, but it's like...
I guess New Zealand's just so small, it doesn't really matter where you live. You know, the worst it's going to be is a few hours driving, and we're just so compact and so diverse.
What are you going to do from here? Well, you know, what? Obviously, you planned that adventure of the boating incident. I won't call it accident. Have you got one on the pipeline?
I've got lots, actually. I've got lots of different adventures planned all the time, and a couple that I'm planning in the near future. I'm pretty keen to abseil down Howard's Hole, which is one of the deepest holes in the southern hemisphere, about 180-odd metres.
Does Howard know about this?
Mr. Howard, I don't think he's around anymore, but I'm sure he'd be okay with the idea. So, And there's another little adventure I'm planning soon called the Rewaka Resurgence, which is diving into a cave which goes into the depths of Takaka Hills. So
excuse
quite
me,
excited
I've
about
been
that.
In there. The mouth of the Rewaka, everyone jumps. That is the cold. The source of the Rewaka yeah. would be the coldest place you've ever been.
We've
in,
noticed a bit of the Phil Kogan kind of factor here, haven't we? Too, because Phil Kogan, of course, he's the no opportunity wasted now man, and he got stuck on the Mikhail Lermontov wreck, and that was a life changing moment for him, diving on it, and he's sort of kind of doing what you're doing, I suppose, in a way,
right?
An adventure. Have you ever thought about transposing the risks you take on these sort of missions into business, say as Richard Branson has done?
Yes, I have. I'm quite interested in the whole filming industry, actually. And a few years ago, actually, a friend and I tried to set up a production company. We tried to get quite a bit of backing with regards to filming outdoor adventure, and just from a real Kiwi bloke standpoint, and rather than flying in by helicopter and having a TV personality or something, where it's all about the glamour of things, doing it the real Kiwi attitude way.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, we couldn't get a huge amount of people to take us seriously. So,
well, they might now that they've seen it coming. Yeah. Business, actually.
See, isn't it? Out of bad always comes good. You know, you might have thought that was a misadventure.
That's what my mother used to say.
You know, it's like kind of that thing. Like you said, you were astounded by the media attention, but maybe it's going to be. Well, maybe it would be the platform for getting you in somewhere to start something, some sort of company of some kind.
Maybe.
Well, we know. Thank you for your time. We know that you've got to drop the 3 meter rotten dinghy off to Te Papa now, where it's going to become a national icon.
Worry about superannuation and normal stuff or not?
No, you don't. There's plenty of time for that later on.
Some of us get caught up in the small stuff that we sweat. You don't, Alice, and it's just fantastic to meet people like you.
Well, I probably do just like you, but I think every now and then it's good to break away and just realise that life is more about worrying about traffic and bills.
Incredible. Alice Emmett, who's joined us this morning from Cheviot or Cheviot?
Cheviot.
Thank you. It's the breeze. We always wondered about that too. We're a bit confused now over the hurricanes thing. We've sorted out a lot of stuff this morning, Hillary. We really have. It's 16 past 8, 8:16, Friday morning, the easy morning wake up with the Four Seasons on the breeze. Oh,